The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Dividends of a Joyful Life, Part 2. Dividends of a Joyful Life, Part 2. I'm very sorry, I will not be able to go through the outline of Part 1 because of the non-availability of time, because I have quite a few different things to talk about. And first service was very powerful. I'll advise you, please get the CD, Dividends of a Joyful Life, Part 1. It will bless you a lot. Well, I'll try to just touch a few things, but I might not be able to go through the first service at all. Or I might not be able to go through it so much because of time. God designed us as believers for joy and gladness. It says in Jeremiah 29 verse 11, "For the thoughts I think towards you are the thoughts of good and not evil, to give you an expected end." Some versions say to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4 verse 4, it says, "Rejoice, and again I say, rejoice." He wants us to rejoice again and again and again and again. Our rejoicing is not supposed to be temporary or just for a short time. It is meant to be continuous, consistent. As you are enjoying one blessing, you are moving to another. As you are celebrating over one matter, you are also celebrating over the second matter. Somebody say a big amen. Well, get ready. 2021 is not over yet. In the remaining few days, what will hit you will be so great, you will open your mouth like this in amazement. The blessing that will be loaded to your life, you will open your mouth in amazement. Say a louder amen. If you are spiritually awake and alive, say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Note the following concerning the matter of joy. The first service, I gave us four major things to note. But in this second service, I want to show us another four major things to note. Number E, A, B, C, D, E, or it can be A for those who are just coming for the first service, is that joy is a weapon. Having joy in your life is a weapon to kill the wicked and to destroy the wicked. Joy is a weapon in the hands of a believer. Haven't you seen a situation whereby somebody is sorrowful, somebody is happy and excited, and the enemies almost want to go and commit suicide? Despite all that we are doing to the life of this woman, she's still happy. Despite all that I'm doing to the life of this girl, she's still happy. Somebody's enemy will carry poison and swallow it this week. Those who are against your joy, God will eliminate them in Jesus' name. Next one, thing to note about joy is that being joyful makes you an example of a true believer. When you are joyful, you are an example of a true believer. One of the things that shows that you are a real Christian is the level of joy in you. If joy is lacking, your salvation is questionable. If joy is lacking, one is not really sure if that salvation is genuine or fake. Next thing to note about joy is that when you are joyful, sometimes it looks as if you are drunk. Joyfulness is associated with spiritual drunkenness. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18. Be not drunk with wine. Ephesians 5 and verse 18. Be not drunk with wine, to which it is excess, but be ye filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, when we are dancing, sometimes we will look at us and say, "These people, it must be that they are very small people for them to be dancing like this. It means that well, people in this church, they don't have big men in this church. They don't really have, because how can they just be doing like this? Just be, It looks as if we are drunk. We are jumping. We are leaping. We are bending down. We are rolling on the floor. Joy makes it look as if you are drunk. It makes it look as if you are under an intoxicating thing. As if something is actually influencing you. A few of us that have seen drunken people before, you know how they do, how they behave. They just jump gutter as if nothing happened. They just do nothing. That's how joy makes you feel sometimes. You are just excited. You are just delighted. Everything that devil has, he copied it from here. He now did fake. The joy you are seeing in beer parlor and other places, is actually from God. But they converted it to evil joy. Somebody say amen. They saw believers happy. They said, let us copy this thing. It's like one product made in some place in the East. You know where I'm talking about. And another one made in Lagos. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Your joy will not be corrupted. Your joy will not be corrupted. You are dancing and you are rejoicing this time. This will not be the last for you. I said this will not be the last for you. Joy makes it look as if you are drunk. Joy makes it look as if something is wrong. Positively concerning you. And number four in this service, important things to note about joy is that when you entertain sorrow, when you entertain joy, you invite God. When you entertain sorrow, you invite the devil. When you entertain joy, you invite God. When you entertain sorrow, you invite the devil. God does not inhabit a joyless environment. God does not live in an environment where joy has been squeezed. No. Immediately there is joy in your house and there's gladness there. God wants to come and visit the place. And you know when God is coming, he doesn't come alone. He comes with blessings. When joy is strangulated, when joy has been exited from a house, God takes his leave. See, I know they stay here. I know they stay where they murmur every time. I'm not staying here. I'm going. But immediately there is gladness there. I told them in the first service, devil is not after your fine car that security are watching over outside. Devil is not after your fine suit. Devil is not after your certificate. There are many people certificated but not educated. Devil is not after your certificate. Devil is after your joy to make you feel that people hate you, to make you feel that God hates you, to make you feel that things are not working. I once told you a story here some time ago. Of a man that said, okay, things are not working. God is not even doing things for me. Then a man walks up to him. God is not doing something for you. All right. You say amen when I make this prayer. All the things that are working in your life, may it stop working. All the ones that are not working that you say you want. You say you want house. Say you want it. Okay. God give it to you. But the ones that are working already, God wants to withdraw it, and you say amen. Like your lungs, your liver, your fine legs, your fine eyes, your tongue, everything. Let God. But the one you say you want, that you feel that it's not working, yeah, may God withdraw it. He couldn't say amen. In my place, they say, if you think deeply, you will know how to thank. Anybody that thinks, it is because we don't think deeply. We don't think deeply. Our thinking is too peripheral. Our thinking is very peripheral. We are only looking at it. If I've not even had money to even buy makeup I'm going to use for Christmas. So because of that, God is not good. Because of that, there's no joy. Quickly this morning, beloved, what are the dividends of a joyful life? In the first service, I gave us four of them. Number one is divine presence. When you are joyful, you assess divine presence. You assess the presence of God. Immediately joy comes to your life, presence of God is around your life. Number two is divine strength. Every joyful person has strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Joy brings strength. Immediately you are, just notice, when you are weak, it's because your heart is not happy. Once you are weak, your thoughts, just work on it, you see that you have strength. When you get to work and you are dragging, you are tired, you woke up thinking negative. There are three kinds of strength, like I said in the first service. The first one is the spiritual strength. The second one is emotional strength. And the third one is physical strength. It will bless you a lot to get the material. And I know the Lord will bless you as you do so in Jesus' name. The third one is insight and revelation. When you have joy, you have access to insight. And number fourth is you become fruitful. Every area of your life is producing results because of joy. Everything will be working when you are happy. When you are not discontented, everything will start working. What was not working before, we start working from now. And number five, where I stopped in the first service, that joy destroys fear and anxiety. When you are joyful, you know, no more fear. No more fear. No more fear of the future. No more fear. That's why the Bible says, be anxious for nothing. It says, don't be anxious for anything. Don't be anxious for anything. I don't even know. How is this thing going to be? That's anxiety. Anxiety is a sign of joylessness. How am I going to do it now? How is it going to happen? That's why as pastors, immediately you come to see us and we see fear. That's the first thing we deal with. One of our men here came to see me one time before we moved here in our former place. I said, sir, I want to see you. I said, sit down. What's the problem? He said, my wife, she's pregnant, but professor in Akure, professor in Ilorin, professor, they said that the baby cannot come out. The baby cannot do this. He was talking on and on, shaking. I just did my hand like, you know what I'm talking about. My friend, it's okay. It's glaring you have not been listening to my messages. How many of you have heard me talk about this several times? You have not been listening to my message. Doctor, professor, my friend. Enough. What was I doing? I was handling fear. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, for God has not given a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Fear is a bondage. Fear is like being in prison. Well, the summary of the case is that the wife gave birth to that baby and has given birth to another baby after that. And each free, each as in no stress, normal delivery, not anything. Fear was handled, joy came, miracle followed. That will be how your life will be from now on. Fear will be exited, joy will come, miracle will follow. In this second service, I'll be showing us more dividends of a joyful life. And I promise you that I will talk about this, so I'll do that. Number six is that joy makes you attractive and presentable. Someone say attractive and presentable. Attractive and presentable. Attractive and presentable. You see, the devil is not the reason why some ladies have not gotten the right person to marry. It's joylessness. The present day challenges of men makes a woman that is unattractive, unacceptable for them. Immediately as a young lady, a man spots that you want to bring Dangote trailer of sorrow into his life, he will put his life on reverse gear and use time to escape like Lagos hold up. You know the the way we drive in Lagos. It's different from the way we drive here. Want to escape? Hey, let me go here. Let me go. Want to escape? Sorrow. Lady. Wonderful daughter of God. Handle this matter of joy. The right guy will come. Handle all this murmuring. All this looking so sad is what makes the right people to take their race. They pick their race. So I can't stay here. This person will add problem to my problem. Listen, when you are going into marriage, you have to carry something inside it. You must have something in you. If you are waiting that it's a man that will give you joy, it's a lie. He has enough shipload of problems. He has enough body. You must carry something inside of you. And out of his belly shall flow rivers of the living waters. That's joy. My prayer for every young lady here this morning is that you will not use your own hands to destroy your life. I say you will not use your own hand to destroy your life. Listen. If you are a young lady and your friend gets married before you, no big deal. Celebrate. Thank God for her. Don't give yourself headache. And I'm finer than her. I'm more beautiful than her. Who says beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder? If you see somebody doing well, thank God for them. Don't be moody. Then, so that you won't become a needy. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Please, joy is necessary. Joy is important. You are not the only person with challenges. You are not the only person with issue. Let joy come out of your life. The reason why most people lack joy, especially for the female folks, we don't pass our burdens to God. We carry it on our face. When I'm moody, I'm moody. And it can be for 3 days. Some can be for 7 days. Like ritual. My prayer for everyone here today, God will help us to handle this matter. I say God will help us to handle this matter. God will help us to handle this matter. That the spirit of sorrow shall be killed in everyone's life. In the name of Jesus. What number are we now? Number 7. Major dividend of a joyful life is that joy births hope. Romans chapter 12 and verse 12. When you carry joy, you have hope. Hope is very important for every believer. Romans chapter 12 and verse 12. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. Continuing instant in prayer. When you have joy, you have hope. When you have joy, you have hope. You know, Job, despite all that happened to him, Job 14 verse 14. Say, all the days of my life will I wait until my change comes. I will ensure that I keep my hope alive. Turn to your neighbor and say, keep your hope alive. Joy makes you continue to enjoy hope. You say, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time shall I wait. I will wait. I have hope. It's because some of us, we just believe that everything has finished for us. It's not true. You lost your job. Does not mean that God will not bring something better. Year 2021 did not release to you what you desire. Does not mean that God will not still say to you. Some we have relationship for 7 years. Some we have for 7 months. God has a way of arranging things. God has a way of arranging his own things. Don't die before your time because of worry. Let hope be there. Don't lose hope. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't lose hope. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't lose hope. Give Jesus a big clap. It's worthy of our praise. Every believer that must enjoy the dividend of joy and finish gloriously must have hope. And this hope will show on your face. Because you go out, you smile. Things are tough and rough. Yet, you don't allow the devil to box you to a corner. You don't allow the wicked to box you to a corner. That will be somebody's testimony. The devil will not be able to box you to a corner. I said the devil will not be able to box you to a corner. One thing that a believer must have is hope. Don't lose it. Don't lose hope. Don't let your hope be lost. Don't let the enemy steal it. Don't push hope out of your own life yourself. Things are tough now. Yes. Things are not the way they are supposed to be now. Yes. You should be in your husband's house by now. Yes. You should have your own business by now. Yes. But it has not worked out. But please, still don't lose hope. God is working something out. You know, one thing I've discovered. A lot of times, we must not be in too much of a hurry. Sometimes when your miracle comes in a rush, it quickly becomes old-fashioned fast. If you quickly buy a car fast before when others by the time they will buy their own, if you quickly build a house fast and you put tiles, by the time somebody will build his own 2 years later, the tiles he will use will be modern. Your house will look like you know what I'm talking about. Because it's modern. God is working out something for you. He has not forgotten you. Can a mother forget his sucking child? He cannot forget you. But he must always see hope in your heart. And this hope is evident by joy on your face. Don't tell me, in my heart, I know I have joy in my heart, but it doesn't show my face. It's a lie. If you have joy in your heart, it must show on your face. Get ready. Nobody will say sorry to you in the rest of this year. Nobody will see you again and say, what is wrong with you? Somebody say a big amen. Nobody will see you in the rest of this year and I'm pitying you up and down. You will not be in a pitiable situation. It's better to be envied than to be pitied. It's better for people to see you and envy you. We don't even know when things are not working for you. Look at the way you are always looking good. We can see the glory of God upon you. I thank God. God is faithful. It's better than for someone to say, life is worry by. Some people are very wicked. They will not even do it in a proper way. They will be saying all kinds of statements. Why are they pitying you? That will never be your portion. Nobody will come and come to your house to come and be sorrowing over you this Christmas. Nobody will come to your house to come and be sorrowing over you this Christmas. Nobody will come to your house to come and be sorrowing over you this Christmas. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Well, as I begin to round up this morning, dividends of a joyful life, number 8, is joy attracts angelic assistance. Psalm 103 and verse 20. Psalm 103 and verse 20. Angels, they excel in strength. And one of the things that attracts them is joy. Say, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Angels are super strong. They respond to the joy of men. When they see a place where they are dancing, rejoicing, and celebrating God in a proper way, they come there and bless people. They come there and show people the way. They come there and connect people together. They come there and lift people out of their challenges. Anywhere there is murmuring, sadness, weeping, complaining, gnashing of teeth, you can't find angels there. If you find anything there, it's demons, not angels. They go to where people are excited. Houses where they wake up in the morning and they clap their hands, even though they are still sleepy. In the morning, early in the morning, in the morning. Are you sleeping there? That's morning devotion. They are thanking God. They go there. They thank God. As they are thanking God, these angels are distributing gifts. Get ready. This Christmas, heaven himself will give you a Christmas gift. Heaven himself will give you a Christmas gift. Heaven will give you a Christmas gift. One of the prayers I was praying while waiting on the Lord at the program since Tuesday is, Father, give these people something. Give each person something. Give each person, everybody, at least something to close this year with. To finish this year with. Show up in these people's life. Get ready. Nobody will see you and say God has not visited your life. I say nobody will see you and say God has not visited your life. Nobody will see you and say God has not helped you. I can't hear your loud amen. Nobody will see you and not see God's glory upon your life. In my place, they say when you see the child of a king, you will see the royalty of a king around you. You know what I'm talking about? Get ready. That thing that will give you a royal lifestyle, Jehovah will give you. You might not qualify for it. You might not look it. You might not actually deserve it. The mercy of God will speak for you. 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 In the name of Jesus. Well, shortly, we are going to demonstrate this joy when we are dancing and praising God this morning. And I know that as we do that, God himself will answer each one's prayer. The angels from heaven will give you your gift. I said, the angels from heaven will give you your gift. When you hear a knock on your door, don't say, who is that? It might be the person you are waiting for. When you see a strange number call you, don't say, hello? Hey, who is that? What do you mean? Well, relax first. Who is this? It might be the call you are waiting for. And I mean it. I mean this very seriously. Among those that God will give last minute help, you will not be lacking. Among those that God will give last minute assistance, you will not be lacking. Say a louder amen. Don't mock prophecies. And don't get too used to being blessed. Don't get too used to being blessed. So that it doesn't get to a point where it doesn't work for you. This one and this time it will work for you. As we go shortly into the anointing session, in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, the Bible tells us of the power of the anointing. As somebody is anointed today, the anointing will break the yoke. I said the anointing will break the yoke. The anointing will break the yoke. The anointing will break the yoke. In the name of Jesus. One of the work of this anointing is that it will give you the spirit of joy. It will give you the spirit of joy. It will remove heavy burdens. Heavy burdens that makes the heart downcast. It will remove that burden from your heart. Via the anointing this morning, sorrow and sadness, the yoke shall be removed from somebody's neck. In the first service, I told them, some people leave some states, they are going to another state. This state is not working for me. Some people leave a country and go to another country, say, this country is not working for me. It's not about the country you are. It's about the level of the spirit of joy on your life. If you pack sadness in your pocket and in your box and you relocate, It doesn't mean you are going to connect with blessing. Something must go with you everywhere you go. It's called the presence of God. And this presence of God is a product of joy. This joy will come through the anointing this morning. I say this joy will come through the anointing this morning. So shall it be. As you resume to your offices tomorrow, as you go to your various schools tomorrow, your friends will see something different about you. They will ask you, something is different about you. What's going on? That will be your testimony. I said, that will be your testimony. That will be your testimony. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.